The 23rd of December, Evening Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, shall come to you, O Israel. O come now, wisdom from on high, who orders all things mightily, to us the path of knowledge show, and teach us in her ways to go. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, shall come to you, O Israel. O come, now Lord of might, who to your tribes on Sinai's height, in ancient times you gave the law, in cloud and mystery and awe. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, shall come to you, O Israel. Rejoice and be glad, New Sion. See how humbly your King, our Saviour, will come to you. Psalm 118. Your word is a lamp for my steps and a light for my path. I have sworn and have made up my mind to obey your decrees. Lord, I am deeply afflicted. By your word, give me life. Accept, Lord, the homage of my lips, and teach me your decrees. Though I carry my life in my hands, I remember your law. Though the wicked try to ensnare me, I do not stray from your precepts. Your will is my heritage forever, the joy of my heart. I set myself to carry out your will in fullness forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Rejoice and be glad, New Sion. See how humbly your King, our Saviour, will come to you. Strengthen the weary hands, be strong, and say, Behold, our God will come, and he will save us. Alleluia. Psalm 15. Preserve me, God, I take refuge in you. I say to the Lord, You are my God. My happiness lies in you alone. He has put into my heart a marvellous love for the faithful ones who dwell in his land. Those who choose other gods increase their sorrows. Never will I offer their offerings of blood, never will I take their name upon my lips. O Lord, it is you who are my portion and cup. It is you yourself who are my prize. The lot marked out for me is my delight. Welcome indeed the heritage that falls to me. I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel, who even at night directs my heart. I keep the Lord ever in my sight. Since he is at my right hand, I shall stand firm. And so my heart rejoices, my soul is glad, even my body shall rest in safety. For you will not leave my soul among the dead, nor let your beloved know decay. You will show me the path of life, the fullness of joy in your presence, at your right hand happiness for ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Strengthen the weary hands, be strong, and say, Behold, our God will come, and he will save us. Alleluia. The law was given through Moses, grace and truth have come through Jesus Christ. A Canticle from Philippians chapter 2. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped. He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The law was given through Moses. Grace and truth have come through Jesus Christ. A reading from 2 Peter chapter 3. There is no difference in the Lord's sight between one day and 1,000 years. To him the two are the same. The Lord is not slow to do what he has promised, as some think. Instead, he is patient with you, because he does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants all to turn away from their sins. Responsory: Come to us and save us, Lord God Almighty. Come to us and save us, Lord God Almighty. Let your face smile on us, and we shall be safe. Come to us and save us, Lord God Almighty. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Come to us and save us, Lord God Almighty. O Emmanuel, you are our King and Judge, the one whom the peoples await, and their Saviour. O come and save us, Lord our God. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O Emmanuel, you are our King and Judge, the one whom the peoples await, and their Saviour. O come and save us, Lord our God. Intercessions. Let us ask our Father to save us from our sins and lead us forward into new life. Father, may your Son bring us freedom. The Baptist preached a change of heart. Free us from self-satisfaction. Father, may your Son bring us freedom. The Pharisees refused the baptism's witness to the coming of your Son. Free us from fear of the truth. Father, may your Son bring us freedom. The Baptist was glad to make way for him. Free us from pride. Father, may your Son bring us freedom. The dead longed for life. Free them from death. Father, may your Son bring us freedom. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us pray. Almighty God, now that the birthday of your Son as man is drawing near, we pray that your eternal Word, who took flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary and came to dwell among men, will show your unworthy people the greatness of his love and mercy, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.